reading from Romans chapter 7, verse 21. So I find this law at work. When I want to do good, evil is right there with me. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, February 21st, 2024. Oh, listening friend, I'm excited about today's broadcast. I have three special guests in the studio, along with some of their parents and siblings. It's an exciting time. In fact, I couldn't wait to share these students, these gifted students, with you all. They're all essay contest winners. They submitted, along with 100-plus other students. There was an essay contest in Springfield. In fact, I'm looking at the November edition of the Prime Life Times, and I'm looking at an ad. It says, win up to $1,000. And there's a picture of Martin Luther King Jr., and it says, I have a dream. And then in the Springfield Ministerial Alliance essay contest, it's easy, write an essay about why Dr. Martin Luther King's work was so important. And then there was this contest, and so about three or so weeks back, I attended the gathering, and it was wonderful. It turned into a worship service. In fact, there was a whole program. It was put on by the Springfield and Vicinity Ministerial Alliance. It was the annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. service. And so they had a time of worship, of sharing. We sang some hymns together, then some prayer time, scripture reading, greetings. And then there was other representatives from the school district, even the mayor of Springfield, and some other honorable guests, some senators and congresspeople. And then there were the students that gave their essay. And I thought, especially during Black History Month, what a great time to have these chosen students. They were the first place winners. There was a number of winners, but I chose the top three winners from the high school, from the middle school, and from the grade school to join me on today's edition of Mark and Friends, the Wednesday edition. And they're going to read their essay. They were challenged to write something about the unfulfilled dreams of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And so they came up with their own essay, their own story that they wanted to tell about his legacy and to impact us. So we're going to have them share a little. They're a little nervous. They're not quite sure about things here, but they're going to do fine. And at some point, Jazlyn, I'm going to have you read yours in just a minute. So how old are you?
I'm 11 years
old. Okay, so 11 years old. And then Julian?
I'm 12.
12, and you're in middle school.
Yes, sir.
And then our high schooler, who's soon to graduate, who's looking at various options on where to go to college. I think you're talking about UIS?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're looking into maybe psychology or different things. And how old are you, Joel?
I'm 17.
So Joel Davis joins us. Is your dad a pastor?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was cheering you on. I got to know him, and he's pretty passionate about the Lord. And he was beaming, as all your parents were. In fact, I should do a shout-out. We have four of the parents, a couple, and the two other parents in here cheering them on, going along with it. The parents are all beaming, as they did a few weeks ago when we all gathered and heard these essays and had a worshipful community engagement where many churches were represented, where we gathered at Zion Missionary Baptist Church in Springfield. So I opened up with that verse out of Romans chapter 7, verse 21. So I find this law at work. When I want to do good, evil is right there with me. Those were words of Martin Luther King Jr. and some of his messages. And it's also referred to in Joel's story. So we're going to have Joel go last, and we're going to begin with Jocelyn. So Jocelyn, you titled your writing, A Dream from My Heart. What does that mean?
It came from my heart.
Mm-hmm.
It was something that I was thinking about.
And were you familiar with the legacy, with the life of Martin Luther King and Martin Luther King Jr., the family? Did you have a lot of history or background in knowing some of their legacy?
Very much. Black history is my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're going to read A Dream from My Heart, and you were the first place winner. I think you got $500 prize money.
Yep.
So the Ministerial Alliance put together a program so that we had a number of donations. And I think even one of the churches in Springfield allowed everyone that entered, it was over 100, 150 something entries, they all got a McDonald's gift card. But you got cash. Ooh, you were pretty happy about that.
I very much was.
Okay, a dream from my heart.
A dream that I have in my heart is to help children and parents by performing brain surgery to get them healthy and happier. My grandmother has a brain tumor and could die, but I want to help her and others. For this reason, I will not stop pushing myself toward that goal. I can make my dream a reality by becoming a medical doctor and finishing school. After high school, I will go to college to become a doctor and specialize in becoming a brain surgeon. After I complete all this, I will be able to pursue my dream of helping those that need my help. No matter how long it takes, I will try my hardest to get to the best hospital ever and do my all to help the next generation. I want to tell them to make sure they are on the right road in life. In Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s sermon, Unfulfilled Dreams, he said, "Now the terrible thing in life is to be trying to get to Los Angeles on Highway 78. That's when you are lost." He is saying the Highway 78 does not go to Los Angeles. So if you're on the wrong path, you will not get to your dream.
Now, did you understand that? Because you don't drive yet. So is that like a foreign concept? Well, what does that all mean? I'm on Highway 78, but you understand that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've driven with your parents a bunch.
The tension between good and evil will be challenged by me, knowing I can do good when others show me evil. And while they show that evil, I can be like Gandhi. He was put in prison and like the evil was his cell, but the good was the way he continued to fight. Even though he was in a cell, he fulfilled his dreams. He did not listen to the evil around him. I know if I'm like Gandhi, then I too can fight no matter what I am faced with in making my dream a reality. The way I will overcome my personal civil war is by listening to the way Dr. King fought for his dreams and learning how he fought through his sermons, marches, public speaking, and rallies. I realize that he changed our world from the way it was. Like him, I want to change my world, even though there are two different sides that sometimes argue. I can find a way for them to work together, and maybe I can change the way they see each other.
Now, are you a middle child? Let's see, I think you have your brothers in, so there's just you and your brother?
I have two brothers.
Okay, sometimes the middle children, they're really good negotiators. They're the in-between, they're counselors. They want to bring people together. So where are you with your brothers and sisters? Where are you?
I have one older brother and one younger brother.
Okay, yeah, you're their middle child. So I'm a middle child too. So good for you. So you want to unite people together, and then you go on to close with two more paragraphs.
My heart and focus are right because if you believe that your heart is right, you can be unstoppable, even if you don't do the right thing every single time. If you believe in yourself and not what others say and work hard, you can do anything. In the sermon, it says, "Lord, make me pure, but not yet. I want to always do good, but sometimes I mess up. We all make mistakes, but I will not give up. If I don't achieve my dream, I hope my legacy will inspire millions to fulfill my unfulfilled dream. Continue helping people who have brain injuries or tumors and never let their dreams die." In the sermon, it says, "Salvation is about reaching the destiny of absolute mortality, but it's about being on the right road. Stay on the right path and always do your best. I just hope my legacy inspires someone to dream."
All right. Let's everyone give her an applause. That was Jazlyn Jones, one of the winners in the Martin Luther King Jr. essay contest. And that's what she shared with the congregation, a bunch of us, about a month or so back. And so we have her on today's edition of Mark and Friends. And next up is the middle school winner, Julian Scott. His writing was titled "My Dream Fulfilling the Great Commission." And I will have to say, he had the crowd. They were like preaching it and standing up and waving and praising the Lord. He shares a number of scriptures, and he was like a little pastor out there. It was pretty fun and pretty inspirational for all of us. So, Julian, it seemed like you must have some kind of faith journey in your life to give God the credit throughout this talk and cite so many scripture verses. And I was thinking your dad must be a pastor, but your dad works in the public schools. So why did you get so energized and use so much scripture?
Well, Dad's dad, my grandfather, is a pastor.
Okay.
So I come from a Christian family. So.
Okay, well, it came out and was very evident, and so we're going to have you read "My Dream Fulfilling the Great Commission," and this is something that you put together for the Martin Luther King Jr. essay contest, and you were the winner, first place for the middle school.
Yes, sir. "My Dream Fulfilling the Great Commission." In his speech, Unfulfilled Dreams, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. discusses King David's dream to build a great temple to honor God and provide a beautiful house of worship to God's people. It was a wonderful dream that will have a lasting impact on his entire kingdom as well as the rest of the world. Imagine you had the ability to improve humankind in one way. What would you do, and where in the world would you do it? If I had such power, I would share the gospel of Jesus Christ with everyone in the world, disciple them, and teach them to convert and disciple others for the rest of their lives.
Now, was this some of your grandfather rubbing off on you when you put these words together? Because this will preach.
Well, actually, he wasn't there, but because I come from a Christian family, mm-hmm. I wanted, and since Martin Luther King Jr. was also Christian, mm-hmm. I wanted to base my essay on Christianity, mm-hmm. the Bible.
Okay, go on.
Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20 gives us what Bible scholars have named the Great Commission, and it reads as follows. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. This passage of scripture inspires my dream because Jesus himself is giving us instructions on how to live our lives to expand his kingdom.
Now, Julian, I'm going to jump in because this is one of my favorite passages too. And I love this part where it says, go ye therefore, and that the going and the therefore is as you go. It's not just we're going to go across the world and proclaim the good news. It's wherever you go, it's as you go. So when you go to school, when you go to the gym to work out, when you go shopping, it's wherever you go, as you go, you share and proclaim that good news message of Jesus. So there's somebody that's tuning in today that maybe never thought about it. They thought, well, I thought only the missionaries go somewhere. Well, yes, they do, and they are used of God. But all of us, where we go, as we go, wherever we go, we can proclaim this. Oh, this is a good one. All right, so page two.
In his speech, Dr. King refers to salvation as being on the right road, not having reached the destination. The Bible says in John chapter 3, verses 16 to 17, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. In Romans chapter 10, verses 8 to 10, the Apostle Paul writes, But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is, the word of faith which we preach. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Mm-hmm. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Salvation is the first step in becoming a disciple, and we cannot make disciples of others until we are disciples ourselves.
Listening friend, I'm sure you can tell if you were in the audience when Julian was sharing this, or I would say preaching this, you could get excited, but this is God's word. I think many of us right now can say, good for him. And you're 12 years old? Good for you. Okay, go on. I don't mean to interrupt, but I'm sure there's listeners right now that are excited and enthused because you're quoting God's word. And that's what also Martin Luther King did many times in his speeches and his sharing and as he served as a pastor.
Greg Ogden, in his book, Discipleship Essentials, says disciple making ensures that the gospel is embedded deeply into the lives of mature believers who serve as links to the future. Discipling, then, is a relationship where we intentionally walk alongside a growing disciple or disciples in order to encourage, correct, and challenge them in love to grow towards maturity in Christ. Ogden encourages us to disciple one person every year and teach them to disciple one person every year also. The number of disciples doubles each year if we each disciple one person each year. If I do this every year for 30 years, that'd be 2 to the 30th power. 1,073,741,824 mature disciple Christians, including me. The current population on earth is more than 8 billion people. If I am faithful to the Great Commission for 30 years and the population on earth remains constant, 1/8 of the people on earth would have been discipled for God's glory.
Now, is there an accountant in your family?
No, actually. But since my dad was a math teacher, I automatically have to be good at math.
Yep, very good. Okay.
My greatest challenge in remaining faithful to the Great Commission is that my flesh, my humanity, will not always want to do what is right. I struggle with that now as a 12-year-old, and I'm sure that this will be a lifelong struggle. Dr. King described this struggle as a personal civil war, and further explained it in the following example. Every time you set out to be good, there's something pulling on you, telling you to be evil. The only way that I will win this civil war is by first committing to building my relationship with Christ, by reading his word daily. David expresses it perfectly in Psalms chapter 119, verse 11. Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you. In addition to reading his word daily, I will have to rely on God's Holy Spirit to lead and guide me. All the Bible reading in the world will mean nothing if I am not obedient to his word and his Holy Spirit. In conclusion, I challenge you to join me in living for God and fulfilling the Great Commission. If we are all sharing God's word and living God's word, many social ills will be greatly reduced or alleviated. I imagine a world without disrespect, selfishness, crime, wars, poverty, fatherlessness, and sin. I dream of a world filled with love, peace, joy, respect, morality, self-control, and safety.
And you just heard from Julian Scott, the middle school winner of the Martin Luther King Jr. essay contest that was held a few weeks ago. And during Black History Month, I thought it'd be so wonderful to have the three winners. There was, I think, 9 different winners in different categories, but these were the 3 first place winners. And we're going to close out with Joel Davis's The Unfulfilled Dream. And Joel's a senior at Southeast, and his writing is titled The Unfulfilled Dream.
We live in a world where there are many hurting people. Often, when we think of people who are hurting, we think of physical hurt. Yes, there are individuals who are hurting physically, but there are more who are experiencing hurt due to mental challenges. I have a dream in my heart to improve humanity by working with the mentally impaired. During the outbreak of the COVID-19, individuals were forced into isolation, which led to depression. Thousands lost loved ones and grieved without full closure, as the opportunity for final goodbyes was prohibited. Fear and dread paralyzed the world as things halted. I was surprised at the number of young people who suffered from depression as a result of this disease. Based on the steadily increasing numbers of young people suffering from depression, I desired to make this dream a reality by vowing to never quit helping with mental diseases. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. quotes a song in his transcript of Unfulfilled Dreams. No, never alone. No, never alone. He promised never to leave me. Never leave me alone. The only way that I will not quit is that God is with me. He refers to Jesus telling us to fight on. This infers that it will be a fight in order for me to improve humanity. Not everyone will be for me. If God be for me, who can be against me? Romans 8 and 31. But I must be determined and unwilling to throw in the towel. In most everything that we do, we are challenged with the tension between good and evil. We experience this even more when attempting to do something good for humanity. Dr. King states, every time you set out to love, something keeps pulling on you, trying to get you to hate. In fact, the Apostle Paul said, when I would do good, evil is present with me. Romans 7 and 21. I appreciate Dr. King's reference to psychologists' perspective on the tension between good and evil. He indicates that Sigmund Freud used to say that this tension is a tension between what he called the id and the superego. Nonetheless, Dr. King acknowledges the struggle, and so do I. In the words of my peers, the struggle is real. With that being said, I realize that I can't help them if I don't stay on course. It is as though someone is waiting for me to fulfill my part so they may receive their baton and continue to journey. I will overcome my personal civil war by realizing that while there is failure in me, there is no failure in God. The Bible says I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4 and 13. I am glad that God sees the best in me, even when I'm not showing my best. Dr. King states, God does not judge us by the separate incidents or the separate mistakes that we make, but by the total bent of our lives. In other words, God does not judge us by our worst choices. 1 Samuel 16 and 7 says, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. God looks at our hearts for real. In fact, God calls me more than a conqueror, and that's who I really am. It may take me a minute or two to get it all together, but God will be there through my personal civil war as I strive to make the world a better place. God will bring us to victory in the midst of the war.
I'm going to jump in for a minute. You say, It takes me a minute or two. Some of us, it takes weeks, months, years, decades. So be a quick learner. That's a great aspect or asset for you. Be quick to allow the conviction of the Holy Spirit to point out sin or change or correction. And don't wait, listening friend, for weeks or months or years to go by. Work on whatever the Holy Spirit maybe prods you to focus on. Some habit, careless words, attitudes. I love how you frame this whole work, Joel.
Thank you. The only way to ensure that my heart is right as I pursue my dream to improve humanity is to keep God and His laws in my heart. Dr. King states, "Now, let us notice first that life is a continual story of shattered dreams. I have to know that while I want to experience victories, I will experience some defeats. I should expect some dreams not to be fulfilled and others to be delayed. But I must pray to God that He gives me the strength to endure." Dr. King speaks of those enslaved and their desire for freedom through song. The songs they sang spoke of the heavy load and trouble. The songs also spoke of better days. Dr. King states, "But so many died without having the dream fulfilled. Even though they didn't live to see it, they continued to sing about it."
Hmm.
To me, singing denotes a glad heart. They didn't allow their hearts to be hardened, and with God's help, I won't either.
Hmm.
If I don't achieve my dream, I will know that God had a better plan. I will want my legacy to be the kindness that I've shared in each life that I've touched. I believe that kindness is underrated. We are in a world where there is more selfishness and less care for others. Jesus cared for others, and we should too. In the words of Dr. King, the struggle is always there. It gets discouraging sometimes. In spite of the struggle and discouragement, I want to be an example of God's love, kindness, and understanding. God has called us to be the light of the world, and we are to let our light shine as we leave a legacy for all the world to see.
That was Joel Davis's essay contest winning entry, as along with Julian Scott and Jaslyn Jones, who are part of today's edition of Mark and Friends. I appreciate them coming in, and I appreciate the parents that are in the audience for coordinating, having us all together for today, the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. If you missed a portion of this broadcast, it is archived at wluj.org, also at greatnewsradio.org under the Mark and Friends link. And these were the first place student winners of the essay contest. And during Black History Month, I thought this would be a great program to encourage all of our listeners and remind them of the great legacy that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. has left and the ways that he modeled to all of us how to stand for peace and how to impact the world. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. And have a great day and night.